This is Tom Rowe with WGXC's Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam from the 20th Congressional District. The website 538.com reports that Delgado, Tonko, and Sean Maloney, all Hudson Valley Democrats, vote with President Joe Biden's positions 100% of the time so far, while Republican Elise Stefanik votes with Biden just 18.8% of the time. Last week, Congress was on recess, and the U.S. House of Representatives returns to session May 11th.
Brian Lee reports in the Daily Gazette that local congressional representatives Antonio Delgado, Paul Tonko, and Elise Stefanik are all crowing about the direct relief available from the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Republican Stefanik is attempting to take credit for the bill, even though she voted against the measure that was included in the American Rescue Plan. Stefanik's tweet about the program received more than 5,600 responses online, most pointing out that she did not vote for the program. Delgado and Tonko promoted the fact that as of May 3rd, restaurants hurt by the pandemic can apply for the $28.6 billion included in the plan. Delgado said in a statement, "Upstate New York's independent restaurants are cornerstones of our community where we gather with friends and family and mark special occasions in our lives," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "I'm proud that we passed direct relief for our small businesses and the people they employ as part of the American Rescue Plan. The comeback of our restaurant and hospitality businesses is an important key to a full recovery," end quote. Tonko echoed that statement, saying, and I quote, "Our Capital Region independent restaurants are cornerstones of our community, yet they are among the businesses hit hardest by the pandemic and most in need of financial help," end quote. The funding available does not have to be repaid, provided that the funds are put toward eligible uses by March 11, 2023. Restaurants can apply through the U.S. Small Business Administration. There is a link available on the WGXC Newsroom website, and you can read more about this story in the Daily Gazette. Emily Munson reports in the Times Union that on May 4th, the National Republican Campaign Committee added Representative Paul Tonko to its list of Democratic congressional representatives it is targeting to flip in the 2022 elections. Tonko, who represents Albany County and other Capital Region areas, was first elected to the 20th Congressional District in 2009. Republican Liz Joy, who lost to Tonko in 2020, has already announced she will attempt to unseat him again in 2022. Joy attended the protest at the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, but says she stayed, and I quote, "like three football fields away," end quote, from the riotous attempted coup. Joy said in January, and I quote, "I think what happened yesterday at the Capitol has taken away from the hopes of people who came out to Washington to express their honest concerns about election integrity," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "those were extremists. 99% of the hundreds of thousands there were there out of true concern for election integrity," end quote. There were not nearly hundreds of thousands of people at the protests or the riot January 6th, as Joy claims. Besides Tonko, the National Republican Campaign Committee already announced it is targeting Hudson Valley Representatives Antonio Delgado and Sean Maloney in 2022. Redistricting will change the makeup of those districts, so until the new boundaries are announced, it will be difficult to gauge if Republicans can take back any of the Hudson Valley districts. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union.
While Congress was out last week, both Delgado and Tonko crowed about what they've done while in session. In the Daily Gazette, Tonko boasted about the local programs for Schenectady, Montgomery, Saratoga, and Albany counties he has put forward to the House Appropriation Committee for funding consideration. Spectrum News reported that Delgado on May 6th said he and Tonko will make a renewed push to bolster stretch limousine safety after a crash in 2018 that killed 20 people. Quote, last Congress, the End the Limo Loophole Act received overwhelming bipartisan support and was passed by the House of Representatives. This Congress, Representative Tonko and I will keep fighting to enact this long overdue reform and save lives, unquote, Delgado said in a press release. This has been the WGXC Congressional Report. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything in this report.